Well, good morning, everybody. How are you guys today? All right, let's take a prayer request. What's that? I'm sorry, Roger.
They go to the lab.
Okay, Mammies, pray for Mammies. Your sister's arms.
Floyd and Jessica.
Floyd and Jessica. What's your sister? Eliana? Eliana or Eliana?
Eliana.
Eliana, okay. Okay, remember the brothers in other parts of the world too. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. We pray for the brothers who aren't here with us, with the hands, pray that you bless their trip, keep them safe. Pray for Eliana, her arms, that they heal properly. And we pray for brothers in other parts of the world, some who are alone and don't have very much fellowship by themselves. We pray for Roberta in Peru, especially Jefferson and his brothers. We continue to encourage the church also in Colombia, Lord. Just ask for your guidance and direction on us today. And pray that you give us wisdom and understanding. Seek your will and walk in the light of Jesus. What psalm did we read last week? Who did it? Brother Kevin?
I did 105, I think.
105. Really long one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're supposed to be 106. He did 105.
So, this week, 106. Okay, Psalm 106. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. Let those redeemed by the Lord say so. To whom He redeemed from the land of the enemy, He gathered them from the countries, from the east and the west and the north and the south. They were led astray in the desert, in a place without water. They did not find a road to an inhabited city. While hungering and thirsting, their soul fainted in them. And they cried out to the Lord in their affliction, and He delivered them from their distresses. And He led them in a straight path, so they might go to a city of habitation. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His mercies, and His wonders to the sons of men. For He fed the empty soul. He filled the hungry soul with good things. Those sitting in darkness, in the shadow of death, bound in poverty and fetters. For they rebelled against the teachings of God and provoked the counsel of the Most High. Thus their heart was humbled by troubles. They were weak, and there was no one to help them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their afflictions, and He saved them from their distresses. And He brought them out of the shadow, out of the darkness, in the shadow of death. And broke their chains to pieces. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His mercies, His wonders to the sons of men. For He crushed the gates of bronze and shattered the bars of iron. He helped them out of their lawless ways, and they were humbled because of their transgressions. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their afflictions, and He saved them from their distresses. He sent His word and healed them. He delivered them from their corruptions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His mercies and His wonders to the sons of men. And let them offer a sacrifice of praise, and let them proclaim His works with exceeding joy. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business in many waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. He spoke and a stormy wind arose, and its waves were lifted up. They mount up to the heavens and descend into the deep. Their soul is consumed with evils. They were troubled. They were shaken, like one drunk with wine. And all their wisdom was consumed. And they cried to the Lord in their affliction. And He brought them out of their distresses. He also commanded the storm, and it became a breeze. And its waves were still. Then they were glad, for they were silent. And he guided them to the haven of their desire. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercies and his wonders to the sons of men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the seat of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert and streams of water into dry ground, a fruitful land into salt water because of the evils of those living there. He turned the desert into pools of water and the land without water into streams of water. He caused the hungry soul to dwell there and established a city for habitation. They sowed fields and planted vineyards and produced much fruit. So he blessed them, and they were multiplied exceedingly, and their cattle did not diminish. But they were diminished and maltreated by the affliction of evils and pain. Contempt was poured out on princes, and he made them wander in an impassable place where there was no road. Yet he helped the poor man out of his poverty, and he made his families like a flock. The righteous shall see this and be glad. And all the lawless shall stop its mouth. Who is wise and shall keep these things? And who shall understand the mercies of the Lord? Oh, one thing that stands out here is a number of occasions throughout the psalm that commands us to give thanks. Over and over again, it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercies. A number of times it just says, let them give thanks. And one of the things that's contrasted with is going through difficulties and hardships. It starts out by how they were led astray in places without waters, hungering, thirsting in the desert, sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, where they were weak and there was no one to help them. And that's part of where thankfulness comes from. It's hard to be thankful when everything's going good for us. And we just have one more good thing to add to everything else of our abundance, and it's hard to be truly thankful for it. But here, thankfulness is being contrasted with all the difficulties and hardships we have to go through and what was faced here. And one thought that I had about thankfulness is when we're not thankful and we complain about things, it's selfish and it's disrespectful to the people that have done so much for us. You know, you think about it from the other side. What if you did something for somebody? What if you helped somebody? Or what if you just really went out of your way to really try to do something for your brother or a friend of yours, and then you just heard him talking bad about you or just complaining about what you did? How would that make you feel? It would just be a miserably selfish thing to hear somebody complain or whine or grumble about something when you just tried so hard to help out or do something for them. And just think about that next time you're dissatisfied with something or feel like complaining. You know, sometimes another thing is when we just make it so easy on ourselves and things come along that are good for us and we could really be thankful, but we're not because we just tried to maintain our own comfort so hard that we just can't hardly be thankful for anything that's really good for us. Wherever we face hardships and difficulties and just embrace them and go through them, then when some comfort comes and something good comes along, we can really be thankful for it. We can really appreciate it. It talks about just anywhere in this psalm, if you look at it, it talks about some hardship or some difficulty and some good that came out of it. Just pick one out here. It just says, talks about they were troubled and they were shaken. All their wisdom was consumed. They cried out to the Lord in their affliction, and he brought them out of their distresses. He also commanded the storm, and it became a breeze, and the waves were still. And then what? And they were glad, for they were silent. and he guided them to the haven of their desire. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercies and his wonders to the sons of men. So, just some encouragement to look at the big picture and just think about what it really means to follow the Lord. I think for the next Sunday, the lesson can be, think of a time when you weren't thankful when you really should have been, and why. Remember that for both young boys and older boys? Think of a time when you weren't thankful when you really should have been. Why weren't you thankful? Why should you have been thankful? Okay, so that'll be all for today. You can come forward and do your lesson from last week. I don't remember what it was.
Our lesson for this week was to get an example of when God had mercy. And I thought of when Hagar went out in the wilderness. She was sent out in the wilderness with her son, and her son was going to die from lack of water, and then God made a spring of water, and her son lived.
I got the time when there were 10 lepers who asked God to have mercy on them and heal them, and he did, and they got healed, but only one ever thanked him.
Then Genesis 7:1. Then God said to Noah, "Enter the ark, you and all your family, because I have seen you righteous before me in this generation."
When the Israelites were leaving, when the Israelites left Babylon and went to build the temple, and God kept them safe from the enemies, and so then they could build the temple.
When the Israelites were traveling, they grumbled for water, and God told Moses to hit a rock and make water come out, and he did. And then later, God told Moses to talk to a rock, and then he hit it. And later, they were grumbling for food, and they came out one morning, and here there was manna on the ground, and then they ate manna, and after a while they started grumbling about because they wanted meat, and so God gave them quail, and he was really merciful to them even though they grumbled.
I got in the book of Jonah where God was going to destroy Nineveh, and then they repented and humbled themselves, and God had mercy on them.
In Genesis 4:8-11. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then God said to Cain, "Where is Abel your brother?" He replied, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Thus God said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground." So Cain killed Abel, and then God had mercy on Cain and let Cain be killed for a punishment.
John 5:5-9. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps in before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet and walk." Immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. So God had mercy on him and made him well. I thought about where Judas was with Jesus every day, or most of the time anyway, and he had mercy and was letting Judas be his friend even when he was going to betray Jesus.
In Acts 9, it talks about Saul, how even though he was killing the Christians, God still had mercy on him and helped him turn around.
I thought about the city of Nineveh, how it's just a wicked city, and they were, God should have probably just, or he could have just destroyed them because they were so wicked, but he told them that, or he sent Jonah to them to preach to them, and told them that if they wouldn't repent in 40 days, he would destroy them, and so then they did.